Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. That's the last time you'll hear me welcoming you to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, because as of next week, the show's name has changed to The Laura Longley Show. I'll still be offering ways for you to get unstuck and live an inspired life. And in addition to the show on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll be adding a show on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Please tune in for the very first Laura Longley Show next Monday, March 4th. Dr. Pat Basile will be my guest. Dr. Pat and I will be talking about the direction for the Laura Longley Show, as well as sharing some new and very exciting brand new services that I'm adding to my counseling repertoire. I'll be giving away three free sessions so you can try out this new service. So don't forget to tune in live on KKNW, 1150 AM in Seattle, WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island, or on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You won't want to miss learning about my new offerings and the chance to experience it for free. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Janice Fletcher about her book, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments, Optimal Wisdom Learning. We'll be giving away a copy of Janice's book later in the show, so stay tuned for that. But first I want to give you an update on the past week and a preview of this week's light bulb moment. As I mentioned, I'm changing the name of the radio show from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio to The Laura Longley Show. The idea for this change first showed up about 6 weeks ago when I signed up to do the additional shows on Mondays on KKNW. Now, you may know that my business is also named Blue Heron Wisdom. And initially, I thought that Blue Heron Wisdom and Laura Longley would coexist in harmony, related to one another, yet slightly different. However, as time went by, I got guidance that I was meant to let go of Blue Heron Wisdom altogether and embrace Laura Longley as both the name for my radio show and the name for my counseling business. Later today, during this week's lightbulb moment, I'll share with you the nature of the guidance I received and why the name change is occurring at just the right moment in divine time. And I'll also share a process you can use to assess whether it's time for you to let go of the old and embrace the new in some area of your own life. Now, Dr. Janice Fletcher has been waiting patiently while I've been making those announcements, so let me introduce her to you. Dr. Janice Fletcher is an international speaker, trainer, and coach for educators and community leaders. She's worked as an administrator, principal coach, and leadership consultant to school systems and businesses. A student of spirituality and philosophy for over 40 years, Dr. Fletcher has also been a speaker and author of published articles on numerous spiritual topics. Dr. Fletcher transitions us to conscious learning by awakening potential genius and creating optimal learning for all through her book, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments. She simply but profoundly teaches the six-step process through neuroscience, biology, right-left brain research, and philosophy that lead us to the magic of receiving wisdom. It is this personal and professional integration of her optimal learning moments, which allows her to realize her mission to change the world one owl moment at a time. Let's welcome Dr. Janice Fletcher to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Janice.
Hello. Thank you for having me, Laura.
Well, you're welcome. I'm really excited to have you here. I'm such a great believer in the aha moment. And actually, I reached a point a few months ago where I felt like, oh, I feel like I'm getting addicted to these, which is not a bad thing, except for they don't happen every moment of every day. And I need to recognize that I have wisdom coming through that doesn't show up like a big epiphany too. So I'm really excited to hear more about how I and anybody listening can use a process that helps us experience more of those. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about it.
Well, good. And I heard you mention about your light bulb moment.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a regular segment of your show that is the light bulb moment?
I do. And usually the way that I come up with what it is for the week is something that's occurred for me during the past week that then I share with listeners that is a process that they can use that can help them come up with some insights.
Well, in terms of synchronicities, we should begin with, you know, that you have a light bulb moment on your show every week, which, of course, that's certainly what I'm all about. And in case people want to know that we are supposed to be speaking at this particular moment in time together. And also, my husband and I have a great affinity for blue herons, him especially. It's a very strong bird for him through his father and so on. And we live on a lake and we see a lot of blue herons, but they always seem to appear at the right time, walk
yes.
across our beach at the right time or whatever. So there's out of all the birds he and I share, it's blue heron. And then, of course, wisdom, which is, you know, the message that I'm bringing to you, wisdom from the inner teacher. So our connections run deep here.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking before the show started, and then you heard my announcement about the name change as well. And even though Blue Heron Wisdom is not going to be the name of the show anymore, and I'm going to be moving away from using it as the name for my business, I have such an affinity for blue herons, too. They're so meaningful to me. And so I think it's just lovely that we have all those connections. So let's talk a little bit about optimal wisdom learning and your book about that. I know that it incorporates a process where people can start to experience more of those kind of ahas, but I'm interested in hearing first about how you kind of realized that there was such a process.
Well, being an educator is where that came from the very beginnings of teaching in a classroom. You're looking for that light bulb moment for when the student gets it, for when the learning happens. And so that, to me, is the most important part about being an educator. You know, every classroom everywhere is making sure that those moments happen. We do a lot in classrooms, a whole lot, and we have a lot of techniques and tools and expertise, and oftentimes those moments are overlooked. But anyway, so as an educator within my professional career, that to me is the most important thing that we can do. Spiritually, this also follows the same path or the same process of receiving wisdom or receiving insight in terms of the surrender within it and the quieting of the left brain and so on. So it coincided. My life used to be very quite separate, my professional life and my spiritual life. And as years have gone on, it's integrated and integrated to the point that there is no separation anymore. And so this message is the integration of both sides of me. It talks about the science of the biology, of the neuroscience, of what happens in the brain. It talks about the spiritual aspect of it, if you want to look at it with that definition. And so the book is a culmination of really who I have integrated to be with both of my areas of expertise, doctor of education and that whole career, and then the student of philosophy and spirituality for 40 years.
Now, I know that the book has, it's written to a certain degree for teachers and how they can help to engender these moments in their students. But, you know, having read the book, I know that it's also something that I can take and use for myself to too. And the extra information is just kind of icing on the cake in terms of how we can help other people learn that. So let's just talk a little bit about what is the six-step process for optimal wisdom learning.
Well, you're correct that the book is written. I, in fact, wrote an entire book for just teachers called, what was the name of it? Keeping Your Passion Alive. Anyway, For the Love of Teaching, Keeping Your Passion Alive. And then I went to my spiritual center in India 2 years ago and met somebody there who was quite intuitive, and she said that I had to broaden the audience because the audience is adapted to everybody. And
right.
So that it wasn't teachers. And so I had to go back and rewrite the book and add the first chapter, which has nothing but anything having to do with wisdom, and then apply the six-step process to each of the chapters. So, yes, it's a great teacher gift. It's a great professional development for teachers. But it also, as we say, applies to all of us. So, yes, because we all have those aha moments. And if we're not having them, then we're just not aware that we are,
right.
Because we are all having them. But some of us are more aware than the others of them happening. And by learning this six-step process, we will, in fact, change our biology and our neuroscientific connections between our left and right brain, and therefore we'll have more of them. But anyway, back to your question, what is the six-step process?
Right.
And it begins very simply with some sort of inquiry, some sort of desire for information. You want to know something. You want to have a solution, an answer. You're seeking information or an answer. And so so the first step is a desire. So just as a student learning, you want to get them motivated, right? So that's the
right.
same as motivation. You have a desire for something. You have a desire for information, so you're seeking and looking and so on. So ahas don't come in unless we begin it with the desire for some information or an answer. And the second step happens quite naturally. And usually, as we're seeking our answers, our solutions, we're frantic. We wonder and look and ask and research and Google and do everything that we can do, and we still don't know which way to turn. We still don't know which dress to buy. We still don't know what investment to make. We still don't know what the answer is. Who is the person I should hire? And so after however long it takes, there is a surrendering, a giving up, where we say, I just don't know. I give up.
Right.
I just not even going to think about it anymore. I'll think about that tomorrow. I don't know. You know, I thought I could figure it out, but I can't.
Right.
So however you term that, we do that. And whether we verbalize it or not, we may just go through the process. And so my purpose is to make us aware of this process that happens within all of us. And so we have these desires for information, and then we do seek, and then we give up. And so what I want us to do is to be conscious and raise our awareness about how these take place when these steps happen, because ultimately then we can use our uniqueness, the way that we each go through it, to then develop more and more opportunities for aha moments or more wisdom.
Right. So I'm going to break in just for a minute here because we need to take a break, and I know we won't get through the next few steps through the process before break time. So we'll summarize when we come back the first two steps that we've already talked about, and then we will go through what the rest of the steps are. You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll look at the rest of the steps in the process for optimal wisdom learning with Dr. Janice Fletcher. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today my guest is Dr. Janice Fletcher, who's talking with us about the OWL process and using it to lock in aha moments. Before we continue with talking about that six-step process, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Janice. So Janice, can you give your contact information, website, email, whatever it is that you prefer for people?
Well, the easiest way is my name, JaniceFletcher.com, which is my
great
website. And if they can't remember JaniceFletcher.com, which is spelled J-A-N-I-C-E, Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R.com. The website is also under OwlMoments.com. It might be easier to remember OwlMoments.com. And in there's a place where you can email me and so on. And then, of course, buy the book, which is...
What I wanted to ask about. So you can buy the book from your site?
Mm-hmm. You can buy the book from Amazon. You can buy it from my website. And you can buy an e-book.
Great. So let's go back to talking about the six-step process. And to summarize, and I will summarize so we can make sure I'm getting it right. So the first step is that you have to have a desire to learn something. Something in particular. And then we go through this process that we frequently go through where we are, you know, doing all these gyrations to try and learn it, and it's just not working. And so we surrender and we give up finally and just let go. And then what do we do next?
Well, what happens in that surrendering from a number of different points of view, biologically and neuroscientifically, is that the left brain shuts down. The left brain, of course, is the linear logical part of our thinking process that, you know, has us answer very logically. And that's where we think that we just need to work harder. You know, in school, especially, we'll just keep trying over and over and over. In college, I just need more caffeine and to stay up all night and it'll click. And when just the opposite is true.
Right.
when they say take a break, come back to it, go take a walk, come back to it. So then when we do finally give up, whether we do it consciously or unconsciously, the left brain shuts down because it no longer is seeking and searching and frantically trying to find the answer. And if the left brain is not active, the right brain takes over, and the right brain is our brain that looks at through pictures and images and whole big pictures and so on, and that's where our creativity comes through, and that's where the wisdom enters through our brain, through the mm-hmm. right brain. So most, you know, a lot of people use their right brain, whether they realize it or not, if they're creative artists or dancers or something like that, it usually comes from a lot of right brain work. And then once we surrender, and then we actually, that's called stilling the mind. So again, what I like people to do is to look at it sort of as an autopsy. Once you have an aha moment, you recognize it, like the next one that happens tomorrow, tonight, whenever, and you go, oh, wow, there's the answer. And then you can go back and you can see, oh, I really did start seeking for that answer. And I remember at that moment when I said, oh, I don't know. And then I did leave it alone, and my mind was quiet. And then, so that's called stilling the mind. And so once the mind is stilled, the next step can happen, and that is we can listen. And as you and I were speaking, you were talking about your method is to take a walk, or oftentimes when you take a walk, you'll get your answers.
Right, yeah.
What happens in the when the left brain shuts down is that our mind brain literally goes into an alpha state. And an alpha state is that dreamlike state where we aren't actively engaged, you know, of trying to think and compute and be logical and so on. We can dream and we can, you know, envision and have visions and so on and so forth. So as the right brain then is available, we can hear our answers. And some people hear them. Some people actually hear a voice. Some people just get the answer. They know it. Like for me, I just sort of know it. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. that's the answer. Got it. Okay. And some people, you know, some people feel it. They get tingles. Some people just know. But anyway, so listening is the next step. So you've had the desire. You've surrendered. You've stilled your mind. And you now are listening to the wisdom that's coming through. And again, reiterating that all of this is very natural. And all of this happens when we have an aha moment. All we're doing now is bringing our awareness to it, to reiterate it, to reinforce it, and to build that superhighway between our left and our right brain by becoming aware of the process. Mm-hmm. So now right. when we listen, that to me is very the most important part, because that's what it's all about. We're receiving wisdom, and as Einstein said, you know, the logical mind, and I may be a bit off on the words here, but the logical mind is a faithful servant, meaning it's like a computer program. Whatever we put in, it's going to, you know, compute and think and whatever. We're going to fill it up, and then it's going to spit out the answers. So it's a faithful servant, our left mind. And our right mind is a sacred gift. So when we have the left brain shut down and the right brain open, what comes through is wisdom, and wisdom is equal to truth. Truth is wisdom,
right.
Wisdom is truth.
Right.
So this is a sacred gift to me, okay? Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. The way that you don't have to look at it as a sacred gift, you can look at it as I got the answer, you know, however
right.
it works for you.
Yeah.
However it comes through, and if you don't listen, then you're going to end up, you know, making the wrong decision. Or the wrong answer, or doing whatever. And we all have those moments where we've said, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I
yes.
knew I should have said that. I knew I should have done this. You know, I knew it. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Well, the reason that we say that we knew it is because we had wisdom come into us that we ignored.
Right.
And so as we go through this process, and this is, I'm really working on this within myself, is when I hear it, not only do I act on it, but I act on it immediately. You know, because I used to hear things and then I just hear them and note them or whatever, but I wouldn't act immediately. And maybe it's, you know, you left your wallet, you know, at home, you know, or whatever. Your wallet isn't with you or whatever. You know, and if you act on it immediately, it's there. It's true, you know, or whatever. And it just everything about listening to the wisdom is coming through, makes your life easier. Now, the other unique part about wisdom when it comes through is that when you get those answers, and everybody out there listening can test it, when mm-hmm. you get those answers, you always know they're correct. There's never a doubt. It's like, poof, there you go. Got it. That's it. Of course that's it. You never doubt it. You never have to research it. You know, like you know within
right.
your bones, you know within
right.
your soul, this is the correct answer. So oftentimes people that are not, you know, even people aren't looking at it spiritually or not looking at it at all, if you just observe people with their aha moments, you know, they'll be searching for this answer of who to hire, of which investment, of what house should I buy, who should I marry, you know, and then something will come about and it'll be poof, boom, eureka, voila, that's the answer. And then from then on, you're at peace with that answer because it is truth. So that is the beauty, because it is a sacred gift, as Einstein told us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, not only for me, think of it as a sacred gift, but also want to be eternally grateful for it. You know how great it is
yeah.
that I can remember that my wallet is still in
exactly, exactly.
You know.
And, you know, I mean, I know an experience that I have had because, I mean, you're absolutely right that when that information comes through on a certain level, we know that it is truth. And yet sometimes my left brain comes back in and wants to test it or refute it or say, oh, well, that can't be right because, you know, I can't rationally understand why that's right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're leading me right into the next two steps. So
oh,
thank you.
Good, 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 good. So go ahead.
Again,
then.
The synchronicities are just unfolding here beautifully. So after we listen, the next step is to act on it. Right? So
right.
again, we either if we don't act on it, we're going to end up sometime down the road saying, I knew that. I knew I shouldn't have done that.
Yes.
And you know that it was wrong. And if we do act on it, then everything's peachy keen. You know, whatever it is, that's what needs to happen for us. And the final step after acting on it is testing the wisdom. So that scenario that you just described about, well, you got the answer, but then your left brain goes, oh, I don't know if that was really the answer or not. I don't know if
right.
that really is. I question it, and that doesn't make sense. Oftentimes it doesn't make sense, you know, because the spirit world, you know, wisdom doesn't fit into the logical world. So
right.
it may, you know, it's coming to us for a reason that may not be logical. And so it's very hard for us to accept it. And acting upon it may be difficult because it may be uncomfortable because it doesn't make sense. But we're not trying to make sense here. We're dealing with sacred information coming into the right brain and getting creative. So what I then come back to people like you and me and say, well, when you get to that point, and you're saying, oh, I really doubt that that's the answer, just test it. You know, because that's the final step is to test the wisdom. And the reason that the step is there for what you're talking about is
mm-hmm.
to grow yourself out of that doubt and to grow yourself into the confidence and the openness to receive unconditionally that this is the right answer. So test it and go back and see, oh, yeah, see, that was the right answer. My wallet was at home, or I shouldn't have married that guy, or I should have, or whatever, this dress did work, or whatever it is, you know, and test it, or, you know, I was looking for the right guy to hire, and poof, there it is.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, on my website, there is an article that I wrote for a magazine called Boundless Creativity, which is just a one-page, 700-word article, but it describes the process very clearly. And it has to do with a student in school, but the process is is easily there. Another article is coming out called Wise Decision Making. It has to do with a person deciding who to hire, and you know, all things being equal, and how do you decide, and so on, and how
right.
the person goes through the step and decides. So
right.
that's the point of testing it. So you have to go back. So you're doing some inner work here. You know, you sort of play. And when I say it's not work, it's play. You know, cause
yeah.
it's fun.
Oh, I totally agree because it is. It's fun to test out these things and try these new things. And here we are at another break time. When we come back, we'll wrap up the six-step process. I just cannot say that today. And we'll move on to some other conversation about wisdom. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Janice will share more about the OWL process, why it's important, and we'll also be giving away a free copy of her book, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into OWL Moments. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Oh. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. I have Dr. Janice Fletcher here talking about her book, Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, Turning Ahas into Owl Moments. Let's give away a free copy of the book to the first caller at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And Janice, why don't you just share a little bit about who might benefit from reading the book and using the OWL process?
Well, we talked how the information about the six-step process applies to everyone, and so everybody will benefit from it. The book is written through my experience as an educator and mostly towards teachers. It talks about the yoga of teaching, the laughter in the classroom, the influence. But it's not solely just for teachers because everybody benefits by it. But also people buy it, as I said, as a teacher gift, or they use it as a professional development chapter by chapter. So everybody benefits, and, you know, we've all been students and or know students or so on. So every kind of person buy it.
Well, and, you know, and I will, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I've become an epiphany junkie. And so I love that there is this process that, you know, really what I hear kind of the theme throughout the process is about awareness, noticing when you've had an aha, and then really being aware of the process you went through to get there.
Absolutely. It's all creating awareness and raising our consciousness. So it can only benefit us to recognize what's happening with our thoughts and our behaviors, and then noticing the effect of that, that there is actual an effect from our thought.
Right.
So once you get into really looking inwardly like that, it's fun. It really is sort of like a game to see that pop in, just like today when we were having fun with the synchronicities of
yes.
You and I, with whom we have not ever met or whatever, we have all these wonderful synchronicities, and there's obviously something beyond happening that we don't know about, and that's exciting and fun. At least it is for me. And the whole way that you can actually predict aha moments. I mean, you can't force them,
right?
You literally can't force them because you're not. It's spirit coming through. It's wisdom. It's genius. Whatever you want to call it, coming through to you. You can't force it, but what you do with building the superhighway between the left and the right brain is that you actually then create a greater openness and capability, because our brain is just like a muscle. We're building those neurons. The more we work it out, the better it is. And so by allowing our left brain to shut down, and we do that by recognizing what is our alpha state. And, for instance, one of the first steps is, if you don't even wait for an aha moment to happen, what you can do is you just think about, when do I get my answers? Like, for instance, I get mine usually when I'm half asleep, or maybe when I'm asleep, or I'm just waking up. That oftentimes is the case. In fact, the epilogue of my book was written that way. It was quite exciting. I was asleep at like 2:53, I think, in the last chapter, it states, you know, written at 2:53. And I rolled over and I tried to go back to sleep and I couldn't. So I finally got up and, you know, I just sat there and typed. And then my husband, who is a writer, I mean, he's a real writer, right? He has actually never gotten any money for his writing whatsoever, but he's really an excellent, excellent writer and has done lots of journal writing and so on and research writing. He writes screenplays. Anyway, he's a very, very good writer. So he edits my work, I edit his work and so on. And his editorial is, of course, much more important than mine. But he, when I brought this to him the next day, he said, not a word needs to be changed.
Wow.
And the reason that a word didn't need to be changed is because I was absolutely in the flow. I had woken up in the middle of the night and just wrote. There was nothing about the left brain because I didn't even have time to even think, you know. It's very exciting.
Well, let me ask
to
this, too. Because the 2:53 in the morning, there's some wisdom around like 3:00 in the morning is like this magical time, right? Where they talk about the veil being thinner between the worlds and that sort of thing. And so I think it's interesting that it was right around that time that you were waking up doing this too.
Yeah. And so the thing is, the more awareness you have about yourself, for instance, is it when you're out fishing, or you're taking a walk, or you know, half asleep, or you in the shower, what you'll notice is when you get your answers, you'll really hone in on that. And for instance, my dear friend, my oldest friend in the world, Mary, is actually got a very huge terminal illness, and her husband was faced with whether to do chemo or radiation.
Mm.
Or she and he was it, but at the time she has brain cancer and she couldn't really answer for herself. So he told the doctor, he said, I'm going to need 3 days to think about this. And he left the office. And he told me about this afterwards. And he was just telling me the story, wasn't telling me for any particular reason. And I was sitting there listening with my optimal wisdom learning brain going on. And I watched him go through the whole process that he knows himself. And he doesn't even know consciously that he knows himself that well. But he knows that he needs that enough time to process this big information about what to do with this very, very important, gravely important decision that he was going to make regarding
right.
his life. And so even if we're conscious that we're conscious of ourselves or unconscious but conscious of ourselves, we should need to know ourselves. I know that I need, you know, when I have a big decision, I need to go take a walk, or I need to go, you know, sleep on it, or I need to wait a while or whatever. And figure out what it is in your life and how it works for you. And then allow that to happen. You know, just let go of it and allow it to happen.
Yeah, the allowing is has been one of my biggest life lessons and really in my face over the last year in particular. And so I hear that loud and clear about the allowing piece of it, because this is where my thing that I mentioned a little bit earlier about my left brain getting in there and wanting to, you know, make sense of everything and rationalize everything. It's also the one that's like, I need an answer right now. Come on, tell me the answer, which of course it can't happen as long as my left brain is in there saying that.
Yes. Well, the other thing that happens, the more you play with this and the more you become aware of your own process of how your wisdom comes through, you know, and do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you sense it? Do you get a message from, you know, a friend of mine was trying to decide whether or not she should retire. And she was actually at an ashram in India, and she had an appointment with the guru to discuss this. And she was walking to her interview. And which is a rare interview, so she would, you know, it's not taken lightly that she even had this opportunity to ask the question. And there was somebody reading the newspaper, and the headline on the back of the newspaper was, someone retires at 52. And that was her age. And so she looked at that, and she went, there you go, I got my answer, and I canceled the interview. So, I mean, we all get different, we all have different ways. My husband often hears a song will come on the radio or on TV or something, and there'll be a message in it or words in it that, you know, are meaningful, or a time or whatever that's meaningful to them. So you have to pay attention to how your answers come through. How does that affirmation come in? Because we're all unique, and we all have our own ways of getting that information. And then trusting it and allowing it to come forth and appreciating it. I don't have any scientific evidence. But all of this I can prove scientifically, you know, biologically or neuroscientifically, and I have no evidence at all about the power of gratitude, but there is, I know, an amazing effect that when we get those answers, if we just have a moment of thank you, I'm like, oh, thank you, you know, like, great, I really need that answer, and appreciating it, really just appreciating that we have the ability to get this answer and get the truth, and at that, whether it happens or not, this is my summary, again, I'm guessing, seems to make it happen more. You know, I'm a yoga teacher as well, and so I talk about the appreciating our body parts and appreciating our feet and our toes and everything as we're going through it, which sounds rather weird, but we're talking, but there is scientific evidence, which is weird, but, you know, there is scientific evidence to show that your intention and your thoughts have effect. So even the effect of gratitude for this truth coming through is very, very powerful. You know.
Now I know that when we were chatting on one of the breaks and talking about our synchronicities, you also talked about, you know, my tagline of where authentic change takes flight, and you having this thing about the owl taking flight. Can you say a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, it's interesting. Like I said, I wrote the entire book for the love of teaching, keeping your passion alive, then changed it to wisdom from the inner teacher, you know, turning your ahas into optimal wisdom learning, which then became the owl. And then all sorts of things started happening with the owl. I found out through somebody that the owl is actually my totem, and I didn't know that. And I also have a dear friend who intuitively paints, and she gave me a painting. I mean, the painting is 8 feet by 4 feet. It's not just a small thing. And, you know, and it's beautiful, and it's very different, and it's very, whatever it is, you can't really describe it. And so you look at it, and everybody looks at it differently. And her son walked through, and he said, oh, you painted an owl. And we both looked at each other, and the minute he said that, we could see the two owl eyes. You know, but we couldn't see it. He saw it. We didn't see it. So it was one of the, and it was like, and so all of these things started happening with the owl. Like it's like you're saying, the synchronicities. Mm-hmm. You can see them. I still have yet to have an owl come to me, you know, in my yard or somewhere. But that's coming. But then there was this next step of the owl must take flight. So in the epilogue, I talk about we've listened to the whole process, and we understand what it is. But if we don't take action on what we learned in the book and the process, it's not actually the book, but the process of the 6 steps, then we are not going to take flight for more and more owl moments to happen.
That
so in addition to us each taking flight, there's also a part about this book taking flight. Because I'm not a marketer, and I don't know how, I don't at all. Mm-hmm. And so here I am on the radio going, I don't know how to do this. You know, so I have to rely upon, you know, my creative energy coming through to guide me to the right places and the right people and so on, that will allow this message to take flight. So there's a number of meetings for it.
And, you know, and I think this is a great way to wrap it up, because it is about, to me, it is for all of us in every way about taking flight, about embracing our wisdom and who we are and putting it out there, actually taking flight with it. So I think that that's really beautiful. And we've come to another break time, and it's time for us to say goodbye to you, Janice. But before we do, can you give your contact info one more time and where people can find the book?
Yes, of course. It's called Wisdom from the Inner Teacher, by Dr. Janice Fletcher. And you can find it on my website, which is janicefletcher.com, or you can get it on Amazon. You can Google it, and you'll find it. There it is. It'll fly
Great.
To you.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today and talking about inner wisdom and owl moments, because I just love them. I think they're great. So thanks so much,
Janice. I'm glad that you're addicted to them, because it's a great addiction. It'll lead to greater and greater owl moments happening for you.
Great. Well, thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Bye-bye.
This is Laura Longley, Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share some of the fun and exciting things that are going on at Blue Heron Wisdom and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Dr. Janice Fletcher about her book on optimal wisdom learning. And you can find that on her site, janicefletcher.com. And ways to get more information on tools and tips that can help you gain insight, you can find me on Facebook at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. And, of course, at my website, blueheronwisdom.com. Now, earlier in the show, I talked to you about the fact that we're changing the name of the radio show from Blue Heron Wisdom with Laura Longley to The Laura Longley Show starting next week. And also that in the process of that, I've decided to also change the name of my business. And I want to tell you a little bit about the process I went through with that decision making, and maybe it's even related to what Janice talked to about getting these aha moments, but that's not the purpose of me sharing it with you. So what happened was that when I decided to do the additional show on KKNW, Dr. Pat said that it needed to be called The Laura Longley Show. And I was fine with that. And I thought, okay, well, I'll have The Laura Longley Show and I'll still have Blue Heron Wisdom as my business. Well, then as time went by, Dr. Pat said, I think your show on Transformation Talk Radio also needs to be The Laura Longley Show. And so I started thinking about, well, do I change everything to Laura Longley, including my website, the name of my business, everything that I have branded as Blue Heron Wisdom right now? And my first reaction was one of loss and pain and no, I don't want to do that, because the Blue Heron is my totem, or was my totem, or has been over the past year. And it was so meaningful to me that I really felt that I couldn't let go of it. But as time went by, it started to feel more and more right to me to switch to Laura Longley. And some of you may know that Longley is my maiden name. And I just changed back to using Longley about 6 months ago. I had been going by my married name for 20 years. And I switched back to Laura Longley in the summer last year. And I have felt like it was like coming home, like it was my real name. And so there was real meaning for me too in the name Laura Longley. And as we talked about with Janice, one of my ways of getting access to my inner wisdom is to take a walk and ask the question. And I did that a couple of weeks ago. And I asked about, please give me a very clear sign about whether I'm supposed to let go of Blue Heron or whether I continue with it. And I got a very clear answer that it was time to let go of it, that the Blue Heron had been in my life, in my face, in my life over the past year, supporting me, showing up at times when I really needed guidance and validation for the path that I was on. And the reality was that I'd gotten to a place where I didn't need that anymore. I'd learned to stand in my own truth, to be my own person, and I didn't need that support anymore. So the right answer was to change to Laura Longley for both the radio show name and the name of my business. Now, is there something that you're holding on to that no longer serves you? A relationship or an idea or a belief or even a material item? So think about that. Is there something that's holding you back that does not serve you any longer? And what can you let into your life in the space that would be made by releasing that thing? When you decide it's time to release something, any of these items, acknowledge the value and the gift that that thing was for you and has been for you, and then release it with love and best wishes for it and thanking it for what it has given to you. That's our light bulb moment for this week. A quick reminder that the new Laura Longley Show starts next Monday, March 4th at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'll be back here next Tuesday at the regular time, but with a new name for the show, The Laura Longley Show. Please tune in for the first Laura Longley Show. Dr. Pat Basile will be my guest. Dr. Pat and I will be talking about the direction for the show, as well as sharing some new and, for me, very exciting brand new services that I'm adding to my counseling services. And I'll be giving away 3 sessions so you can try out the new service. So don't forget to tune in live on KKNW 1150 AM in Seattle, WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island, or on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You don't want to miss learning about my new offerings and the chance to experience it for free. And one more thing, I'll be participating on a panel at the Northwest Women's Show in Seattle on Sunday, March 3rd, speaking on the topic, Rich in All Areas of Your Life, Passion and Purpose. If you're in Seattle, stop by and check it out. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. Janice Fletcher, for sharing such great information on creating more aha moments in our lives. And I want to thank you all for tuning in for the final Blue Hair and Wisdom radio show with Laura Longley. Next week, we will be the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. I always learn so much. Please join me on the 1st and 5th Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com. Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.